Welcome to God's Word for Us.com, Ghana's online Christian station. Be blessed as you listen to messages on the site.
Can I make a statement and a suggestion? You can never love God more than He loves you. You can never love God more than He loves you. 2006, up to this time I'm speaking, we received an injunction which we borrowed from a learned lawyer in the Bible who came to Jesus and tempting Jesus. The Bible said in Matthew chapter 22 that this learned lawyer came to Jesus after the Pharisees had heard that Jesus had put the Sadducees to silence. The Pharisees gathered together. When they heard that the Sadducees had been put to silence, they gathered together, and one learned lawyer among them who was skeptical asked Jesus a question, tempting him and saying, which is the great commandment of the law? He said this to tempt him, but Jesus said, the great commandment of the law is that thou shalt love the Lord thy God with all thine heart, with all thine soul, and with all thine mind. This is the first and the great commandment. And the second is like unto it, that thou shalt love thy neighbor as thyself. On these two hang all the law and the prophets. And you and I were literally saddled with a commandment that gave us a mandate to love God and to love our neighbors, including our enemies. And it was very difficult because you had to stretch everything in you. He said, love the Lord thy God with all your spirit, with all your heart, with all your soul, with all your mind. In one of the Gospels, he said, and all your strength is stretched. So when the Lord spoke to me this year, around May, and said, 2016, you are going back to the love revolution. I said, Lord, what thing different am I going to say? And the Lord said, this second phase of the love revolution. Everybody say phase two. You see, phase one of the love revolution, for about 6-7 years, all we did was stretch ourselves to love God and to love His people. We paid dear price to walk in love. But in the phase two, God said, you have done your part. Now wait and see what I will also do. God said, the little love you have shown me, the little love you have shown your neighbor, I am getting ready to give to you more than you have ever received in your lifetime. And I pray that in 2016, within 12 months, may you harvest a harvest of God's love more than you have ever received in life, in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. The Lord told me this time around, I'm not going to be asking you to show me how much you love me. I am not going to ask you to prove to me how much you love me. I am not going to ask you, give me this and give me that and give me that. He said, you have given some little things and I have taken note of it. You have done some little things and I have taken note of it. You have done some things and some of you, you even thought you had done nothing. You don't even value what you have done. But the Lord is saying, I appreciate what you have done, and based on what you have done as a human being, I want to show you what I can give, what I can do as God. I am about to reciprocate. That is why I'm talking about the reciprocity of God's love. If you do something for God, God will do more for you. He will outlove you. He will outgive you. He will outbless you. He will outfavor you. He will outanoint you. He will do everything more than you have done for God and more than you have done for any human being. I pray in the name of Jesus, may you experience God's love more than you have ever done before. Come on, shout a yes and praise God. Thank you. The reciprocity of God's love. That word, reciprocity, it means an exchange for mutual benefit. And the law of reciprocity says, if you are nice to me, I will be nice to you. I feel obligated to reciprocate. So if you are nice to me, I will be nice to you. I feel obligated to reciprocate. And this law of reciprocity is regarded as the strongest law of nature. The Buddhists call it the law of karma. I feel obliged. I feel obligated. I feel compelled. I feel I owe you something, that what you have given to me, I must return to you. Our God is a giving God. God so loved the world that he what? Gave. May God give to you. God so loved the world that he gave us his only begotten son. My Bible said, and if he gave us his son, how much more shall he not rule, shall he not freely give unto us other things to enjoy? Oh, I present to you a good God. I present to you a loving God. May God, may he sustain you with forgiveness. May he refresh you with restoration. And may our God spoil you with gifts. May God Almighty bless you more than you have ever received before. May you enter a dispensation of receiving from God, because God is giving to you. I see him giving to you spiritual things. I see him giving you forgiveness. I see him giving you love. I see him giving you favor. I see him giving you blessing. Goodness and mercy follow you all the days of your life. It's a long time since you saw the goodness of God. Now get ready, because God is about to bless your life. Come and scream like your voice is yours and praise. Reciprocity. That law of reciprocity, there are many kinds of it. One of them is emotional reciprocity. When I meet you and I say, oh, I love you, you also say, I love you. It's emotional reciprocity. When I see you and I smile, you give me a smile back. If I give you a handshake and I say, how are you? You give me one back. It's emotional reciprocity. Then we have financial and material reciprocity, in the sense that if you give somebody money, he's likely to give you money back. If you give the person labor, the person will give you money back. If you give the person a chair, next time the person will give you a bag. It's financial and material reciprocity. Then there is something called the Socratic reciprocity. Socratic reciprocity or Socratic method is the fact that if I ask you a question, you give me an answer. So the more questions I can ask, the more answers I will receive. The aim of all these things I'm talking about is this. Many of us have sown gifts. We've given gifts. We have done things for God. Our enemies are quick to exaggerate our mistakes. But this time around, our God is quick to notice our righteousness. God is saying, you are not perfect, but I appreciate your attempt. You are not perfect. You have your own mistakes, but I love you. I appreciate you. Listen to me. The smallest thing you do for God, may it come to heaven for attention. God said, Cornelius, your prayers and your almsgiving have come up to God as a memorial. I notice it. God is saying, even the one fast you fasted in 2015, I appreciate it and I will bless you for it. You see, it is a lie of the devil to make us constantly think we must do more to impress God. As if what we have done, God has not seen it. Jehovah sees. El Roy, the Lord has seen it. I pray in the name of Jesus, anybody who has an account with God, a giving and receiving account with God, may you enter the season of your receiving. I like something in 2 Corinthians chapter 9 and the verse number 6, and it said, but this I say, He which soweth sparingly shall reap sparingly, and he that soweth bountifully shall reap also bountifully. Every man according as he purposeth in his heart, so let him give, not grudgingly or of necessity, for God loveth a cheerful giver. He loves a cheerful giver. You were cheerful. Even if it was 2 cedis, God loves you. He didn't say God loveth a much giver. He didn't say God loveth the one that gives much. No. He loveth a cheerful giver. You see, he that soweth bountifully shall reap bountifully. He that soweth sparingly shall reap sparingly. But whether sparingly or bountifully, if you do it cheerfully, God loves a cheerful giver. God loves a cheerful giver. Every man according as he purposeth in his heart, so let him give, not grudgingly or of necessity. For God loveth a cheerful giver. Verse number 8, and God is able. I love this scripture. God is able. God is able. God is able to make all grace abound towards you, that you always having all sufficiency in all things may abound unto every good work. God is able to make all grace abound. God is able to make all grace abound. There are areas in your life you don't have grace, but God is able to make all grace abound. Any aspect of your life that you don't have grace, may God make all grace abound. Anything you say, I wish I had this ability. I wish I had this anointing. I wish I had this grace. I wish I had this opportunity. I wish I had this. I wish I had this. May God make all grace available unto you. Abound in every grace. Any aspect of life you don't have grace, for ministry, for life, for godliness, may God make all grace abound towards you, that you, not sometimes, but you always, 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 always having not some sufficiency, but always having all sufficiency in all things, may abound unto every good work. Come on, shout like your voice is yours and praise. Verse number 9. As it is written, as it is written, he has spread, he has dispersed abroad, and he has given to the poor. May God disperse. May he scatter and sprinkle until it reaches you. Receive it in the name of Jesus. He has dispersed abroad. Wherever you are hiding, whichever corner you are in, if God is dispersing abroad, it will reach Ghana, it will reach Africa, it will reach the Congo, it will reach Sierra Leone, it will reach Nigeria. Any part of the world you are in now, listening to me via internet, via radio, wherever you are, wherever your house is, wherever your office is, I see God distributing, and the distribution is getting to your company, it's getting to your house, it's getting to your business, it's getting to your life. If I were you, I would shout like my voice is mine, and clap like my hands are mine. Come on, scream it. He has dispersed abroad. He has given to the poor. His righteousness remaineth forever. Verse number 10. Now he that ministereth seed to the sower, both minister bread for your food, and multiply your seed sown, and increase the fruit of your righteousness. Verse number 11 and the last for me. Being enriched in everything to all bountifulness. Being enriched in everything to all bountifulness. I am talking to you. May God enrich you in everything to all bountifulness. In the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. Come on, shout a yes and praise God. Thank you. Reciprocity. The devil has brought many of us to the point where when we are praying, we are not sure whether God is answering or not. That devil has brought us to a place where we even think God doesn't care. And many believers are taking a posture. I have said, God, what? God said, wait, I'm about to show you. I said, what? Wait, I'm about to show you. The little thing you did for me, heaven will take note of it. The earth will take note of it. Your cup will run over. Goodness and mercy shall follow you all the days of your life. You will dwell in the house of the Lord forever. Come on, scream a yes and pray. Shout. Listen. You have served God. Let me bring you breaking news. He has decided to respond. He has decided to react. Listen. God has decided to embarrass the devil, embarrass your enemies. God has determined to put them to shame. In this season of the love revolution, the Lord has set you up to enjoy his love more than you've ever done before. Come on, scream like your voice is yours and pray. One of the greatest manifestations of the love of God, one of the greatest examples of the way God loves us, a picture that depicts the reciprocity of God's love is found in Genesis 37, from the verse number 1. There was a man by the name of Jacob. And we want to see Jacob as a kind of God. And see Joseph as a kind of you. And Jacob dwelt in the land wherein his father was a stranger, in the land of Canaan. Verse number 2. These are the generations of Jacob. Joseph, being 17 years old and feeding the flock with his brethren, and the lad was with the sons of Bilhah and with the sons of Zilpah, his father's wives, and Joseph brought unto his father their evil report. Underline, Joseph brought unto their father their evil report. Joseph brought unto their father their evil report. Some of Jacob's children were dangerous. You remember Reuben, who went and slept with his own stepmother? No, they were doing things that they had to be reported. These were people who could take their own brother, bury him in a pit, kill an animal, soak it in blood, and say, our brother is dead. So, you may be like, why should Joseph be reporting his own brothers? He had no choice. These were brothers. You remember Simeon and Levi? Got angry, dig down a well, kill somebody. They actually killed people. They went and deceived a whole village of the Shechemites to circumcise themselves. They stirred up a looter, slaughtered the whole village. So Joseph brought unto their father their evil report. He brought unto his father their evil report. Now Israel loved Joseph more than all his children, because he was the son of his old age, and he made him a coat of many colors. And when his brethren saw that their father loved him more than all his brethren, they hated him, and they could not speak peaceably unto him. Go back to verse number 3. When their father saw. Now Israel loved Joseph more than all his children, because he was the son of his own age. Now when you read he was the son of his own age, you are likely to think because he was the last born. But that is not the meaning of this scripture. Because if that is the meaning of this scripture, that he's loving him because he's the son of his old age, then it should be Benjamin. Because Benjamin is younger than Joseph. So this scripture is not about age. This word or phrase is taken from a Hebrew. And ideally, it should have been translated, he was a son of old age to him. He loved him because he was a son of old age to him. A son of old age to him. A son of old age to him. And not a son of his old age. A son of old age to him. And in the Hebrew, when you say somebody is a son of old age, it means that the person possessed observation and wisdom above his age. They saw him as somebody who had an old head sitting on young shoulders. So his shoulders are young, but the head is ancient of days. It means the person is wise. In the last days, we are the sons of old age to God. The earnest expectation of the creature awaited the manifestation of the sons of God. John said, beloved, now are we the sons of God. I'm talking to somebody here today. You are wiser than your age, smarter than your age. You are intelligent. You have the mind of Christ. You are special, royal priesthood, holy nation, peculiar people, chosen generation. That is who you are. You are special to God because of the times and the season in which you are. The Bible said that wisdom and knowledge shall be the stability of our times, and God by his word and by his spirit has made you wiser than your age. Look at you. When you meet people who are older than you, the wisdom of the spirit of God has made you wiser than them. When you speak, they don't speak again. Look at you. You are now like your mother's counselor, and you are your father's counselor, and you are the counselors of your uncles. God has made you wiser than people that are older than you. You are the son of all age to Almighty God. You are the son of all age to God Almighty. And you know what? Listen. He was son of all age to him. And the Bible said, listen to this. He brought unto his father evil report. How have I brought evil report? He said, because he brought them evil report. He brought their evil report to their father. And the father in return reciprocated by making him the coat of many colors, because he was wiser than the other children. I said, Lord, how have we brought evil report? He said, anytime you pray against the devil, you are bringing evil report. Anytime you come and you lift up fornicators, idol worshippers, idolaters, anytime you bring armed robbers and bring evil doers, anytime you lift up a prayer and you are binding witches and wizards and diviners and enchanters, anytime you stand in prayer and you are dealing with the devil and the cohorts of the devil, and you are wrestling not against flesh and blood, but against principalities, against powers, against the rulers of the darkness of this world, against spiritual wickedness in high places, anytime you engage evil, a report about evil goes to heaven, because when you bind on earth, it is bound in heaven, and when you lose on earth, it is loose in heaven. God is saying, I can destroy the devil, I can spoil the devil, I can root out the devil, but I am in heaven and I'm always waiting for you to bring me a report. When you bring me the report, then I will do something. The Bible said the cry of Sodom and Gomorrah and their offenses and their sins, it went up unto God before God reacted. When you pray about the sins and the evil, you are sending a report about the evil that is taking place unto God Almighty. Anybody who is in spiritual warfare, anybody that is in spiritual battle, anybody that is hungry and thirsty for righteousness, and you stand for righteousness, you are on the Lord's side. You are separate in darkness from light. Anybody that is on God's side, you are sending a report unto Almighty God about the evil that is on earth. And he said, when you bring that report, I, Almighty God, I will reciprocate by making you a coat of many colors. I see somebody here tonight, because of your warfare, you will wear the coat of many colors. Because of your righteousness, you will wear the coat of many colors. Because you have stood on the side of holiness, on the side of purity, on the side of righteousness, because of your prayer, because of your fasting, because of your seeking God, because of standing between the altar and the porch, because you are an intercessor, God will give you the coat of many colors in this season, 2016. May you wear the coat of many colors. I see the coat of many colors coming upon you. Come and clap your hands and scream it like your voice is yours. Lord, forgive the sins of the land. Said, you have brought me a report of their evil doings. Lord, I bind witchcraft. I take authority over evil. He said, you are not only bringing a report, you are arresting evil. Even Joseph, who only reported evil and did nothing about it, received the coat of many colors.
You and I, we are not just reporting it. We are binding it. We are casting out devils. We are taking authority over principalities and powers. You will wear something more than a coat of many colors. Come on, clap your hands.
Joseph only reported and got a coat of many colors. You are not only reporting. You are doing something about it. And I told you, you will get something more than the coat of many colors. Now, let's go back to Joseph's own life. When he reported evil, he got a coat of many colors called the Me'il. He was in prison. He did not only report evil, that famine is coming. He gave the solution. Instead of Pharaoh giving him Me'il, they gave him a higher kind of garment called the kilat. May you receive a kilat because you are solving problems. You are seeing evil. You are detecting evil. You are praying against evil. You are binding evil. And you are casting out devils. If I were you, I'd be clapping and screaming right now. Like my voice is mine. Let me tell you something about this Me'il. The Me'il was a loose, long, and sleeved garment made of different colors of fabric or patches of colors of fabric that were sewn together. And it was made of linen, wool, or silk. The Me'il symbolized high rank. It symbolized station. It symbolized position, authority, ranking. This dress was worn by high professionals, like educationists or educators. It was worn by rich and wealthy people. It was worn by politicians. It was worn by people that were in authority. It was not a kind of dress anybody can just get up and wear. Joseph's father. I see a landmark blessing in 2016. It is more than money. It is more than food. It is more than a house. It is more than a car. You will wear a coat of many colors. I said you will wear a coat of many colors. When Jacob took the coat of many colors and put it on Joseph, that coat of many colors stood for the impartation of three things. Number one, it stood for the impartation of a prophetic role that the son is now going to play. This man is not the firstborn, but by that impartation, he assumed a birthright. It's a prophetic role. His position was defined. The Me'il defines your position. And when you receive that position, honor will follow it. May you in 2016 receive position with honor. Receive position with honor. Listen, when you get up for the first few weeks, first few days, first few months of this year, keep declaring, I wear my Me'il, the coat of many colors. I receive that coat that defines my prophetic role, my prophetic position. I take my position with the birthright, and honor goes with that position. That Me'il, you know, Joseph was a multi-gifted person. The different colors of that cloth represented the man's multi-giftedness. This guy was gifted. He could do many things. The guy was a good manager. The man was a dreamer. The guy was an organizer. The guy was into espionage. That guy could do many, many things. Public relations, HR. This guy was multi-gifted. And when they put the garment on him, they were saying, we recognize your gift as a multi-gifted person. I pray that this year, God will put the coat of many colors on you. That coat of many colors are the multi gifts you will receive. So receive the gifting of your me'il, the coat of many colors upon you, your spiritual position, social position, physical position is defined in the name of the Lord Jesus. You will receive position with a reward. And number two, may every gift of God in you, every anointing, every grace, every supernatural ability God has put in you, we unlock it in the name of the Lord Jesus. May God Almighty, like Jacob, put the coat of many colors on you. Every gift you have in every direction, to the north, the south, the east, and the west, every gift that is upon you, every gift that is within you, every gift that is with you, may every gift come alive. And when the gift comes, let the reward follow the gift. Every gift. Some of you are waiting to be rewarded in life. When your gift shows up, your reward will accompany it. May you receive multi-giftedness with the reward accompanying it. And I told you, the me'il was a rich kind of dress. Linen, wool, and silk. Awesome fabric. Expensive. Rich. The me'il also represented Joseph's character. This man was faithful. He was intelligent. He was pure. He was holy. He had faith. He was dedicated. The man was articulate. The man was diligent. That was his character. His father recognized it. The keeper of the prison recognized it. Pharaoh recognized it. The people of Egypt, they recognized it to the point where Pharaoh said, nobody will move a foot in the land of Egypt without your instruction. The man had rich character. Everybody recognized it. I pray, may God impart on you, into your life, the character that will let you be received with approval. I pray that people will approve you because of your character. Receive it in the name of Jesus. So look at the reciprocity of Jacob's love. The father brought him the evil report of the brothers. The crutching. Why are they? I reward you with the coat of many colors. God said, he that soweth bountifully, I reciprocate. You will receive a bountiful harvest. I pray in the name of Jesus, may God respond to your love. If you are sitting here under the sound of my voice today, and you have ever served God, ever called on his name, let me add this. God has recognized it. Say this after me. Heavenly Father, I receive the coat of many colors. In the name of Jesus, I receive the coat of many colors. In the name of Jesus, say, Father, your love is reciprocal. I receive from you more than I've ever given you or to anybody. In the name of Jesus, I receive the reward of godliness. In Jesus' name, as much as possible, almost the whole year, just declare this to yourself. In this season of the love revolution, God has set me up for position with honor, gifts with rewards, and character with approval. I receive the coat of many colors. May God highly promote you. May he define your position and put you in that position contrary to logic.
We believe you've been blessed by this sermon. For inquiries, please call +233 26 767 6055. +233 26 767 6055. Or send an email to info@godswordforus.com. info@godswordforus.com.